while back, I told you how I'd lost track of a very special librarian. When I was a bothersome kid with an attitude, she looked past what I was to what I might become. She encouraged me to be a writer, to think, and let me check out history books and biographies from the grown-up section of the library. Once age gave me the sense to realize what a very real gift this lady's presence and attentions had been, I set out to find her, and couldn't. For 15 years, every now and then I'd take another run at it. I talked to librarians at the place where I'd known her, but they were all too young to have known my librarian. A helpful person gave me the addresses of some people who'd retired from that system, but the fact I didn't actually know much about my lost librarian was a serious problem. I didn't know her name, couldn't even give a reasonable guess as to her age. I remembered she'd once upon a time had dark short hair and spoke with a lovely, alighting southern accent. It's not much to go on, even if someone wants to help out. I mentioned this in a posting to a Usenet news group, a piece of the internet that's a whole lot like an electronic bulletin board, with people forever writing notes to one another that anybody can read, and anybody can comment on them, which is where someone named Sally comes into the picture. Sally's a librarian herself, and thought this book lady from my old days ought to know that slouchy, pouty little kid from the 1950s turned out a little better than anyone might have hoped. Sally's also the most talented and tenacious researcher I've ever known. Without telling me what she was up to, Sally set out to find my librarian. Turns out librarians are like cops and doctors and lawyers. They'll go a lot further for one of their own, if the one of their own knows what questions to ask. From talking to people in the Indiana town where I'd known her, Sally found someone who remembered my librarian's name and found out the lady'd been a writer herself with some published children's books to her credit. Surfing around on the internet, Sally found an interview with my librarian with a reference to a small town in New Hampshire. On a hunch, Sally called their library and found out Jean, my librarian's name, had lived and worked there. But she'd retired and nobody knew where she'd gone. Then a New Hampshire librarian called an Indiana librarian who called Sally. I ain't got a clue where she is. With the name of someone who might have known Jean, might, on the offhand chance, know where she went after New Hampshire. Turns out they really did know. Jean was in Massachusetts. I got a telephone number from information, and one recent afternoon I spoke to this woman who'd made such an impression on me 40-some years ago. Did she remember me? Nah, but I didn't expect her to. I suspect I wasn't the only kid with a bad attitude Jean cut a break for. I was probably only one in a long chain of youngsters who will never forget her. Was she glad to hear from me? Sure seemed to be. We talked for a long time and have continued communicating via email. Turns out she still has a strong interest in writing, and we do a lot of emailing back and forth about that. So what's the lesson here? I think there are a couple of them. The obvious one is never give up looking for an opportunity to thank anyone who was kind to you decades ago, someone you haven't forgotten, someone who contributed to making you what you are today, whether they know it or not. The other lesson, if you want to find something out, ask a good reference librarian.